Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of Revision Made Easy. And in today's episode, we'll be discussing the topic Cosmic Reconciliation. Key information. Cosmic reconciliation refers to the idea that at the end of time, the whole of creation will be reconciled, brought together in harmony with God. Christ's death and resurrection played an important role in starting the process of cosmic reconciliation. Julian of Norwich was a medieval writer who had a vision of Jesus telling her that all shall be well, suggesting that all of creation will be made perfect at the end of time. What is cosmic reconciliation? Sin broke the relationship between humans and God, and Jesus' death and resurrection helped to restore that relationship. A similar process has happened with the whole of creation. God the Father created the universe through God the Son. He made all things to be perfectly balanced in harmony. Sin broke this harmony, throwing the whole of creation out of balance. As the Son of God, Jesus was able to destroy the power of sin and death, which had disrupted God's perfect creation. Jesus' death and resurrection helped to restore harmony to the world. The whole of creation would be fully restored and made perfect at the end of time. At this point, the cosmos, or universe, will be fully reconciled with God. This is known as cosmic reconciliation. St. Paul shows how Jesus' death restores the harmony of all creation. As it states in Colossians chapter 1, verses 20, through him, Jesus, God, was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. You can use this quote in your 5-mark and 12-mark questions in your exam to show how Jesus' death helped to start the process of cosmic reconciliation. Julian of Norwich. Julian of Norwich was a medieval writer. When she was in her late 20s, she was very ill and was given the last rites. Over a 5-hour period, she had a series of revelations from Jesus. Her health recovered and she dedicated her life to being an anchoress, someone who withdraws from the world to live a life of prayer. In one of the visions, she asked Jesus why there is sin and hell. He replied saying, "It was necessary that there should be sin, but all shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manners of things shall be well." Revelations of Divine Love 32. The first phrase reflects the Christian teaching that sin is necessary because God has given humans free will. If people are able to make free choices for or against God, then sin has to exist. But all shall be well. Sin will be defeated and all things made perfect at the end of time. In the love of Jesus, the whole of creation will be brought together in harmony and reconciled with God. The disharmony that is reflected in the story of the fall, the story of Adam and Eve, as a result of Adam and Eve's disobedience, has been destroyed. All things will be made perfect at the end of time. This is the end of the episode. I hope that you enjoyed it and found it useful. Please share with your friends, have fun revising, and good luck with your exams.